You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGNR. Time for our visit with Troy Murray. It is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Troy Murray joins us now. Troy, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me on. I always enjoy it.
So Patrick Kane on Thursday starts his march toward 500 goals, correct?
let him rest on this one for a little bit.
Maybe go to 401 first.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, what a night last night. And you know what? That is just one of the nights where you wish fans were in the United Center. I mean, five goals by the Blackhawks in the third period. Kane scores his 400th. I mean, the place would have been just going crazy. So I know the players are doing the best that they can, and everybody's understanding what our situation is. But that is just one of those nights that you wish that there were fans in the building, because it would have been a pretty incredible night.
You know, I don't know if we've talked about this, but we talked one time, or maybe our first time together. It was right before you were going to do a call at the United Center. So how is that going? What's that like for you in the cavernous hall?
The good thing for me is you can see the whole ice surface. We're in the same booth, even though we could have moved down a little bit, but we like our surroundings. We like our booth where we are above the 300 level. But it is really eerie. And I don't know what the players are thinking down there. But even a great example is, they have the national anthem, and Jim Cornelison comes out, sings the national anthem. The national anthem's over. Normally there's a real good buzz in the building before you drop the puck to start the game. The anthem's over, and it's dead. There's nothing there. It's just kind of an eerie feeling to see such a big building just empty with nobody in the seats.
Hey, I want to talk to you more about Kane and the team, but someone was telling me, like I told you before, I used to watch you from the standing room only seats. And but someone was saying, and I kind of recall this, when someone would get a hat trick, obviously the hats would come out on the ice, but the player would always pick one or two to keep. Did you do that?
Sure we did. There were some nice hats. They brought all the hats downstairs. They put them in some big buckets, and they brought the hats down there. Of course, you didn't want the ones that were beat up and old, but unfortunately for a lot of fans, they might have just bought a hat and, I'm going to throw my hat. Well, it's a brand new hat. It's a nice hat. So we would pick through the hats and grab one or two that we like.
Well, because the hat trick doesn't come in the first period. It comes after four or five beers in the third period. So you're going to throw out whatever you got.
There was a time, and it was kind of a mistake, but it was funny when it happened. We were doing the broadcasting, and I think Jonathan Toews scored a hat trick, and it was hard hat. It was a construction hard hat giveaway night.
Oh my!
So Toews scored a hat trick. Everybody threw these hard helmets onto the ice, and half the time they don't make it to the ice surface, so you can figure out what's going on. They're raining construction hats, not the big heavy ones, but
no, but still,
you know what I'm saying. But they called the goal back.
Really?
So now everybody who threw it, was like, oh wow, that was kind of a waste.
Lost my hard hat.
Toews ends up scoring later on a legitimate hat trick. And everybody else who's still out of helmets threw those up onto the ice. It was crazy.
That's pretty funny. But the players now don't keep the hats, right?
I don't know where they go now. That's a good question. They've got some nice hats now, so I wouldn't be surprised if there were some brand new ones. And I think there's a big difference between the hats nowadays and the hats back in the 80s. But there's some nice ones, so I wouldn't be surprised if they grabbed one or something.
So can you remember a hat or two that you went home with?
Well, I know I took some home. I can't remember exactly which ones or where they are at this point. Hopefully they're long gone.
If it was a blue one, it might have been mine.
That's the one hanging in my office.
Kevin Powell is in sports.
Hey, Troy, good to talk to you. Can you just talk about Alex DeBrincat's play? And it's very clear that Patrick Kane likes skating alongside of him and playing on the same line. You can just tell the chemistry between the two. But Alex DeBrincat's really stood out to me this year.
Yeah, Patrick can't do it all by himself. He needs a partner in crime. And when he won the Hart Trophy back in 16, I think it was Artemi Panarin. They just had that instant chemistry. You're seeing that chemistry now with Alex DeBrincat. And Alex himself has come so far along as far as how he plays the game and how mature he has become as far as his overall game, a 200-foot player, as they call it, which means he plays well defensively, neutral zone, plays good all over the ice. And we saw some great examples in the game last night where he had 4 points, by the way. So he, rather than Patrick Kane, you know, owning everything in that game, Alex DeBrincat had 4 points and ended up being second star. That's not a bad night. But he's just tracking pucks better. And you can see when he gets the puck, he's got way more confidence than he did last year where he struggled. And from 41 goals down to 18, and he'd be the first to admit it, that, you know, he started to feel some of the pressure. But this year, he looks loose. He's playing. He's got a lot of confidence. And that chemistry between him and Patrick Kane is very similar to what you saw with Panarin and Patrick Kane at the same time.
I think because the expectations that we had heading into this season where we thought it might be a bit of a rough one for the Blackhawks, but I mean, you look at the way they've played all year. Looking ahead here, you got three with Tampa, some games with Florida, some with Dallas coming up, and I feel like there's this sense that people are expecting this 23-game run to kind of come to a halt because of what we thought they were going to be heading in this season. But, I mean, they're impressive every single night, Troy. They've been in basically every single game.
They've done an excellent job this season hanging around games, and it's going to be critical that this month is successful. I think when you look at the high-end talent and caliber of teams that you're going to be playing this month, as you mentioned, 11 of the next 15 games coming against Carolina, Florida, and Tampa Bay, the three top teams in the Central Division. So in a month from now, we'll have a better understanding of where this team is, if they can survive and excel through this tough schedule. You know, I think they got a pretty good chance of continuing it on. But this is going to be a real good test. I'm not saying the teams that they've played haven't been a good test, but this is going to be a step up in competition here. And it'll be interesting to see what happens. And, you know, again, if you look at the unknowns at the beginning of the season, everybody was focusing on the goaltending, and the goaltending has been pretty good. Lankinen was good in the game last night. Malcolm Subban the night before, you know, probably not his best night, but he didn't have a lot of support in some of the areas that needed to be shored up. So, you know, that's a big plus for the Blackhawks to get the goaltending that they had this season, because come up against Tampa Bay, they're going to be going up against probably the best goaltender, Vasilevsky, in the game.
A lot of Hart Trophy buzz around Patrick Kane, and rightfully so, the season he's having. Do you think he is league MVP right now?
Well, he's in the mix. Austin Matthews has been off to a tremendous start. Connor McDavid is probably the most dynamic player in the game today, the way that he plays it, with the speed that he brings to the table. But if you look at Patrick Kane, he's having one of his best seasons ever, a point behind, I think, a pace going into last game from what he did when he won the Hart Trophy as the MVP. So you've got to consider Patrick Kane. And if you look at Patrick Kane's value to his team, if you take Patrick Kane out of this equation with the Blackhawks, they're in big trouble. If they take McDavid out, they're not in probably as big a trouble. And Matthews has got a lot of support in Toronto as well. So for Patrick Kane, a lot of focus. Every single game goes on to him. It's like the Gretzky equation. If we could take Wayne Gretzky out of the equation, you know, we'll take our chances with the rest of them. You saw last night Valtteri Filppula of the Detroit Red Wings basically followed Patrick Kane around the ice for most of the night last night. So it was really tough. And they're trying to take Patrick Kane out of the equation. And he doesn't have, and I'm not being disrespectful to the rest of the guys, but he doesn't have a lot of star power support. A lot of players have been really good, other than maybe Alex DeBrincat. You've got a lot of guys that are doing an excellent job. But the focus each and every night for the opposition team is trying to shut down Patrick Kane. So that just makes it even more incredible what he's been able to do this year.
Hey, Troy, I got a Facebook message from Kathy McKenna. She says when she was a kid at the stadium, her dad and his buddies would throw someone else's hat onto the ice.
They were the smart ones.
She said in those days, they were a shirt and tie, and so there were all these little fedoras out on the ice. You didn't bring a fedora home, did you? That was before your time.
No, I didn't. But I did see some clips and some highlights from back in the day where the people coming to the Chicago Stadium and all across the league, you know, they were dressed up. They were in suits, and now it's all, you know, Blackhawks paraphernalia. But a lot of the men wore hats, and I think I think if you had a nice hat, a nice fedora, I think you'd be a little bit hesitant to throw them out there. But
well, sure,
you're a fan, you're having beers, and hey, let's throw my hat out there. And then the next day you wake up and you go, why did I throw my hat out there?
No, you get home and your wife says, where's your hat? Then you got to come up with a story. All right, Troy, listen, it's always great talking to you. Get us some wins and get Patrick toward goal number 500, and we'll talk again in a couple weeks.
Steve, Kevin, thanks for having me on. Always appreciate it.
I appreciate you. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.